From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's another day of frustration for airline passengers in Europe and elsewhere. Volcanic ash from Iceland is keeping most flights grounded. Airspace over Britain, France, Germany, and the Netherlands remains closed. This is day five of the problem, and some airlines have begun to talk about seeking compensation. As Thomas Marzal reports from Berlin, the airlines are losing lots of money.
The head of the International Air Transport Association said the flight ban was crippling the airline industry. Giovanni Bisignani said he was amazed it had taken European transport ministers 5 days to tackle the emergency caused by the volcano in Iceland. The ministers are meeting by video conference to discuss coordinating their response. They hope to significantly increase the number of takeoffs and landings. Limited air traffic has resumed in Austria, the Czech Republic, and parts of Scandinavia, offering frustrated travelers a ray of hope. But all major airports in Germany, Britain, France, and the Netherlands remain closed through at least tonight. The airline industry says it is now losing $250 million a day. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Marzal in Berlin.
NASA is trying to bring Space Shuttle Discovery home, but the weather in Florida is not cooperating. They've pushed back this morning's landing attempt to 10:23 a.m. Eastern because of low clouds and rain. A new study by the Pew Research Center shows that the distrust Americans have in their government is near a record high. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, the results are being driven by the weak U.S. economy, political partisanship, and growing frustration among independent voters.
The poll out this morning shows that 22% of those surveyed trust the government in Washington always or most of the time. That's among the lowest scores since pollsters began asking about trust 50 years ago. No surprise that Republicans are more distrustful of government today than Democrats are. But the poll also shows a pattern of growing distrust among independents, which could be favorable news to Republicans in the 2010 elections. The poll says Americans now want a less activist government. 56% in the survey say the federal government does not do enough today to help average Americans. The same percentage say they are frustrated with Washington, but the proportion who describe themselves as angry with government is at 21%. That's more than double what it was a decade ago. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
The death toll from last week's powerful earthquake in China is now nearing 2,000. That's the latest word from state media in Beijing. It says more than 200 people are still missing. That quake struck a remote area of western China last Wednesday. At least 7 people are known dead in Afghanistan after an earthquake struck the mountains north of the capital. The 5.3 quake struck while most people were sleeping. This is NPR News from Washington. It was 15 years ago today that a bomb ripped apart the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Nearly 170 people were killed. Michael Cross with member station KOSU reports many will be gathering there this morning to mark the day.
The ceremony at the National Memorial includes the reading of the names of the 168 people killed in the bombing on April 19, 1995. Memorial Executive Director Kerry Watkins says this morning's remembrance and the week ahead includes several national dignitaries.
Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano will be here. The head of American Association of Museums, Ford Bell, will be here talking about the role of museums and objects in living memory. And then on April 21st, we'll honor President Clinton with the Reflections of Hope Award.
Watkins says Mr. Clinton will be honored not just for the work done in Oklahoma City, but around the world. The former president is warning of current angry anti-government rhetoric being a slippery slope to violence like the 1995 bombing. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Carrie Underwood is celebrating her big night at the Academy of Country Music Awards. She became the first woman to win Entertainer of the Year twice.
Old man Wrigley lived in that White House.
The music of Brooks and Dunn, named Best Vocal Duo for the 10th time. Kix Brooks was grateful.
Thank you so much. What an amazing 20 years we have had thanks to you. God bless you all. We really appreciate it. We are currently in therapy with Brett Favre trying to figure out how to waffle on this.
Lady Antebellum won 5 CMAs and Miranda Lambert took home 3. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.